Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is April 19, 2021. I'm Benjamin with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com. So I'm going to pause the recording for a sec. This is our weekly New Earth Support Team call. This is where we show up and we serve the great global awakening. And the way in which this happens is that we ourselves are healed and taken to deeper awakening. And then the state that we uniquely hold is transmitted down to the collective. I will mention, too, I was in some shamanic ceremony work this weekend, and on Sunday evening was told by my intuition that the Aquarian Age has officially kicked in. And this is not just what I said, you know, back in January when we had the Jupiter, I'm sorry, not January, but right around the time of the winter solstice when we had the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction at 0 degrees Aquarius. That was a definite astrological marker, but this was like an energetic advisement that we have hit the tipping point and the forces of light have prevailed and we're now moving seriously into the Aquarian Age, and was even able to feel some vibrational shifting of the earth in a much more, I would say it felt like the divine energy was much more present on the planet. So I'll be... Now, again, it felt very real to me, and it's a very exciting thought that we could be now in the Aquarian Age for real, and that tipping point has been reached. However, I've also learned that just because I think something happens in a ceremony like that doesn't mean it really happened. So I'll be very interested on tonight's call to see what kind of events unfold and what the allies have for us to see, you know, if, in fact, we get confirmation tonight that that's a real deal. Or it was just one of those things that happens in a ceremony where it seemed real, but it was perhaps an internal experience more. So I'm going to light my candle on the mesa, and then we shall jump in. So I'll give full instructions because I always assume at least one person who hasn't been to this event before. For starters, thanks for being here. There's so many other things you could be doing right now. And the fact that you've chosen to spend this time with us is a great honor to all of us. Thank you for being here and wanting to show up and support the great planetary awakening. So what we're going to do tonight is after I finish this little intro, I'm going to sing the directions of the Mesa. And then I'm going to spend a few minutes calling in a bunch of divine allies from many different paths. All the allies I call will be of high vibration and love and light and benevolent intent. Then we'll seal the container so that no unpleasant things can get in. Then I'm going to guide you through embodied awakening so that you are in the sweetest, highest consciousness possible, which will make your service more helpful. And then we'll relax and, hey, you allies, take it away. And then we will just let them do their thing. And I will narrate what's happening, but I will not be causing it. So I will be your empathic tour guide at that point. But what happens after that is what the divine causes to happen. What typically happens pretty consistently on these calls is each of us receives individual healing and individual awakening. And many of us also process heavy energy for the collective, only in a way that we're able to and that serves highest good and that's not too much. By the time we get to the end of the call, typically we're in a really sweet, high state of bliss, blended either with our Awakening Plus group or possibly the larger collective of beings that are serving the planetary awakening. And most people have a really wonderful experience. A lot of people report powerful personal healings, powerful personal awakenings, and that's just how the divine does this. They say, okay, you are connected, networked out to the collective. If we can get you to the next level of awakening and healing, then that will radiate back to the collective, and you are in effect being used as a surrogate, your own healing and awakening, assisting the healing and awakening of others. So everybody wins. The two requests I always make on an Awakening Plus call is, first, please make this the only thing you're doing. Please do not multitask. If you're here, do only this. Pretend you're right here in the room with me and behave the same. This will give you a better experience. And because you affect everybody else, I mean it on the little email when I say, let's co-create the event. We do co-create it. So please do that with us. If you must depart the event before we close the container, and this typically takes around an hour or less, if you must leave prior to that, then ask the allies to gently ease you out of the container. This is true whether you're live or on the recording. It may seem weird if you first are hearing this concept, but the experience can be just as powerful on the archived events, if you remember. So the energy of all our events exists in the Akashic records beyond time and space. And therefore, anytime you access it, it's real time. And you, through the magic of that, can interact with everyone who ever has done it, is doing it, or ever will do it. So that's why, even if you're doing this as a recording, please follow the same protocol I've described. And you'll have a better experience, and your effect on everyone else will be optimal. All right, so let's get to it. I invite you to close your eyes. And as I call the directions and call in the allies, if you feel energy moving in your body, then just rest in passive awareness of that energy. If you don't, then rest in passive awareness of your breath doing whatever it's doing. Pachamama Namakia Wirakocham Inti Krihichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. I call Amma Bhagavan. I call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird. Hedgehog, bear. I call the higher selves of Mu, West, Zachary, Jeremy, Deborah, Lisa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good, please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, we have our container. I'm going to open a window. Okay, now we're going to do the embodied awakening invocation. This calls your higher self to join you in your physical body. And to use the metaphor of a car, your personality will slide to the passenger seat and your divine is going to drive. If in any moment your personality doesn't like the divine's driving, you can take the wheel anytime. The divine will step right out, no fuss, and your ego's back in control. There's no risk and no danger. The benefits of embodied awakening include there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your mind so much, you'll know what to do through intuition more, and there will be more bliss. So if that sounds like fun, then I invite you to, in a moment, speak to your higher self out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go and rest in just feeling the energy in your body. If you do not feel the energy moving in your body, then feel the breath coming and going on its own. Tips that will help you. I recommend you don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. If you become distracted, Let the distraction be as it is with no resistance, but do treat it like an uninvited guest. But as an uninvited guest, you don't have to pay any more attention to it. Relax back into feeling the energy or the breath. If the distraction should remain in the background, that's fine. Let it do its thing. You do your thing. The final nuance is to notice how much effort is needed to feel either energy or breath. To discover how little effort is needed, for a moment, please drop to no effort at all and just be. If at zero effort, you still have awareness of the energy or the breath, then stay at zero. If at zero effort, you've lost it, then use the bare minimum effort needed to regain awareness of the energy or the breath. The less effort used to accomplish that, the better. So some of us are now moving into embodied awakening, where the higher self saturates the body like water into a sponge. The way you'll know if you have achieved embodied awakening is when the following four things are all true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's peaceful, and all this is effortless. It holds itself. So if that's all true, just rest in the state. You resting there will help everyone else get there who's not there yet. And everything I say throughout this is true whether you're live or on the recording. We'll leave just a moment more for anyone else to move into embodied awakening who's not yet there. Again, please don't try to make this happen. That will shut it down. Just relax, be fully passive. Let your divine come to you. It is your passivity that allows the awakening. Okay, the allies are starting to get to work. It is not required that you be in embodied awakening to proceed. So whatever state you're in, just relax and the energy is starting to move. So what I'll be narrating from here on out, I will not be causing, but as I said earlier, I'll just be your empathic tour guide and report what's happening anyway for the majority of the people on the call. Now, it could be that at some point your experience will be different than what I am describing, which is fine. And please allow that unique experience to continue for as long as it wishes. So at various times, people will experience healing. They may experience deeper awakening. They may experience various spiritual phenomena. And all of it's fine. Just relax. You're in safe, sacred space. I invite you to relax and allow the divine to bring to you the exact experience that serves your highest good. You may experience yourself as a unique being. You may notice yourself blending with the others on this call or other beautiful beings of light beyond that. who are also serving the great global awakening. Just relax and let everything run itself. If you do experience a healing phenomenon and it gets intense, rest assured it will not be too intense. The nature of what we do does not permit that. So even if it gets a little intense, a little strong, just relax, allow the process to move forward. Know that whether you're processing your own stuff or processing for others, it's all perfect. And if you just relax and let it run, it'll be fine. In the same way, your awakening is not going to be too much. You're not going to get so full of bliss that it overwhelms you. Your higher self is always watching you very carefully and will make sure that whatever experience occurs does serve your highest good. And highest good does not include overwhelm. If your body shakes or vibrates or trembles, that's fine. If you need to cry or scream or holler or move your body, that's all fine, as long as no one gets hurt. Everybody's muted, so no one on this call is going to hear you. As it often does, my body is vibrating as heavy energy is processed through it. That's just normal for me. Heavy energy usually releases down into the earth. And for her, this is a wonderful treat. It's a blessing. So you can let that heavy energy go to Mother Earth and know that it is helping her. The energy is getting sweeter and stronger. I just hit the point where my physical body feels more like energy than flesh. You might be in a similar space now. So just relax as the divine allies give you whatever healing or awakening serves highest good. Again, the invitation is to stay completely passive, allowing the events to unfold spontaneously. Just relaxing into whatever healing or awakening or experience show up. If there's long periods of silence, just rest in your experience. I hear the allies saying the Aquarian Age has arrived. So that would appear to be confirmation of my experience on Sunday night. Or Saturday night, actually, into Sunday morning. Yeah, the energy is getting a little more subtle now. Just relax, let it move, let it evolve. Remembering again, we serve the global awakening here not by consciously sending energy to the earth, but by letting the allies change and evolve us individually and collectively. And that change which we ourselves experience then radiates back to the planet and supports the global awakening. As Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. That vibration that just came in a few seconds ago is, they're saying, a significant vibration of the new Aquarian Age. The arrival of the tipping point into the Aquarian Age doesn't mean it's all unicorns and rainbows right now. There is still cleanup to be done. But what the allies told me is the forces of light have triumphed definitively. And it's just now a matter of completing the transition. Continue resting passively, allowing the energy to move itself. Okay, now we've stabilized at a higher, subtler level. Many of us have blended into a single divine consciousness that includes and transcends the separate human identity. So if you're noticing, you're both aware of your individual human and also aware of your another part of your consciousness blended with the collective. That's what I'm talking about. Again, don't try to make this happen. It either is or isn't happening already. If it shows up, then just roll with it. Continue relaxing, allowing, letting your experience be whatever it spontaneously is. Continue relaxing into whatever's happening in your inner experience. The more passive you remain, the more profound the experience can be, using the bare minimum effort needed to hold that simple awareness of energetic movement or breath. If no effort at all is enough to maintain that awareness, then use zero or the least effort needed to still feel energy or breath. Yeah, I just felt our group feel get very strong. So you may feel a part of you blended with the group field, just pure blissful awareness. And that can, again, include also the individual self that it expanded from. You can hold both consciousness at once when you're ready. It just happens automatically. Again, don't try to do that, but enjoy it if it does spontaneously arise. So at various times, you may feel heavy energy being processed through your body. It might be yours. It might be from someone else. Processing heavy energy for others is part of why we're here. And then I will make sure that no residue remains when we're done. You may feel various states of bliss and ecstasy. Just relax into those when they show up. Just relax, allow. It's quite subtle and really sweet if you allow yourself to just blend into it. And the allies are suggesting to those who've been doing this call with us for a while, see if the field now feels different now that we've passed the Aquarian age tipping point. See if you notice a difference. I'm very slowly and subtly becoming aware of my physical body a little bit more. Now, quite a bit more. So I'm feeling the energy we've been holding, saturating my own physical body. You may be having a similar experience. They're saying the awakening is accelerated by humans holding the divine in their physical forms and thus having that energy radiate on the physical plane. yeah, this field feels quite a bit different than the field we've held on prior New Earth Support Team calls. So just perceive this illumination in your physical and energetic bodies. Allow some time for that beautiful spiritual energy to be saturated into your physical cells, your DNA, the very foundation of your being. I'm strongly aware of my physical body now, equally aware of the beautiful divine energy saturating it and around it. So see if that's your own experience too. Full awareness of the physical body and also the energy in and around it. Perhaps even integrated into a single package. Relax into this beautiful energy. It just got even sweeter. Yeah, it feels like very much a both and now. I can't tell where the physical body ends and the energy begins. It all feels just like one thing now. So I now feel fully in my body, but my body feels like beautiful crystalline energy. Take a note. How does your body feel? Does your physical body also feel saturated with divinity? Okay, you're saying to go ahead and close the mesa. Pachamama Mamakia. We're a coach. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful event. Thank you for letting us be of service to the great global awakening. We thank you for the individual healings and awakenings we have received in the course of our service. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, please remain with them for as long as it serves highest good. I request, allies, that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? One, two, three. All right, that is the formal closing of the energetic container. And we had a rather short event that time. It's only 8:52. So now we will open it up to questions and comments. I'm going to allow anyone to unmute themselves. That is now available. So please feel free to just unmute yourself and share a question or comment or whatever you're called to share that's relevant to what we've just done. You can type in the chat window. So feel free to engage if you wish. And a lot of people can't jump in quite that fast, so you can also just relax. There's still quite a bit of energy in the field. And you can just enjoy that while we're waiting for someone to share with us. It would be of special interest to me, given that I experienced the notification of the Aquarian Age shift late on Sunday night. Would be really interested to know if anyone else late Sunday night or shortly thereafter felt anything like that themselves. Again, I know what I was told, and I love confirmation. Jeannie typed, they are still working on my physical heart and also heart space. Beautiful. Deanna said, I was taken out for much of it. I noticed the energy feels leveled up for sure. Thank you, Deanna. Jeannie types, I felt the higher buzz when you did, higher buzz at that time. Thank you. And Jeannie, I'd love clarification on that. Did you feel that higher buzz on late Sunday evening or shortly thereafter, or was that when you felt it during this event tonight? Tonight, thank you. Oh, I just shifted it again. A sweet new frequency just came in. Wow, it's really lovely. So if you're in this event and it is appropriate now for you to disengage, you can leave at any point, live or on the recording. And of course, you're also welcome to stay and engage with our dialogue. The dialogue stuff usually runs 10 or 15 minutes. AC types, hello, this is my first time here. I sensed the energy in my body. Thank you for this experience. And it makes sense that I feel or know that I am evolving. Lovely. Thank you for joining us, AC. Feel free to return anytime. Yeah, sweet energy. Again, the option is available if someone wants to unmute themselves and speak. If you're on a phone, star 6 should unmute you. We just got some notes come in. Oh, hello, phone caller.
Hi, my name's Maureen. This is my first time. And I had an interesting, wonderful experience. But one thing happened that I really had a bit of an aha, a big aha, as a matter of fact. We're going along, and I was passive and breathing and just letting things flow through. And this thought came in and said, oh, my, I'm connected to all the other people that are on this call. Mm-hmm. And right as that thought came in my mind, or those words came in my mind, you said, and feel connected to the all or something like that. And the aha was when I had the thought that I was connected to all these people, I said, oh, really? And then you said that, and then it went bigger to the world. And it's quite powerful. And I had lots of energy sensations through my body. But that thing, when I had the words come in my mind that I was connected to all these other folks on this call, and we were doing this not just for ourselves, but to facilitate the Aquarian age, which I've been waiting for like 40 years since I first saw hair. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. So I concur. It definitely has started. Good. The energy has shifted lately.
Yeah, good.
So thank you all.
Thank you for being here. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. Okay, there's been some typing I want to catch up with here. Let's see. Marie types, had the feeling of looking at two different spaces, one below covered in white and the one above all blue and luminous. Sweet. Mm. Marla typed, I don't know if I experienced anything different related to the Aquarian Age tipping point, but we shall see. I received the message, even if you have a mutation, it's beautiful. It makes for a more complex design. No need to be perfect. Beautiful insight. Vive la difference. Marie says the field felt more expanded. Janet thanks me. Jean types, seems deeper than usual. Lots of body bliss, feeling like my body is made of energy. Also finding lots of guidance during the day today. Today while rollerblading, found myself doing a lot of your roll your own invocations. Sweet. Glad to hear that that's helpful, Jean. What Jean's referring to is my invocation masterclass that's available to the members of Awakening Plus. And there's a segment in there. There's 6 free segments of that class that anyone can do, but there's 10 more segments inside the membership. And the segment she's referring to is how to custom design your own invocations beyond just the ones for healing and awakening. And I realized I forgot to mention my usual opportunity. So if you're with us and not yet a member of Awakening Plus, you are welcome to try our $1 for 30-day trial. You get full membership, just like a full-blown member. You are a full-blown member at that point. And you can try us out for 30 days. While you're with us, you'll get a series of emails highlighting each of the membership's opportunities. And at the end of 30 days, if you stay with us, you'll just start paying $19 a month automatically. And if that's more than you can do, just let me know and we can put you in at $9 a month, exactly the same thing. That's our scholarship rate for those who need it. And that's kind of how we run. You can cancel any time. And I try to keep it super affordable so that anyone who is drawn to this work can afford to do it. So that's available to anyone who would like it. Go to awakeningplus.com to check that out. You can also work with me individually if you're so called. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. So you can check all that out at astroshaman.com. Let's see. There's some typing I need to catch up on. Hang on. So Kathy typed, hang on a minute. I have not been able to come for a few weeks. I started feeling energy flowing before you started. This was one of the most divine spaces I have experienced. I had many varied experiences. I was walking in a building, saw two men, felt like I was in Peru. Then I went outside of the building and then I went somewhere else until the end. Thank you. Wow, sounds like quite a diverse range of experiences there. Maria is grateful. Sue says the energy felt smoother to me, a bit more sophisticated, maybe. Maybe. Okay, so those are the main, I'm not reading every single word of everything that's typed, just trying to share the things that have the juiciest content. Okay, so grateful for all this feedback. We'll leave a moment longer for anyone who wants to speak or type. Oh, there came a big one. Let's see what we got here. So this is from Sanmati, who types, speaking of shifts, Saturday night, I dreamed of crocodiles and me sort of their caretaker. They were not super friendly, especially since I was feeding them, but I was calm and not worried. Ha ha ha. One reason I remember the dream struck with me that it was not a nightmare. I was a man in that dream. I looked up croc medicine, motherly love, protection, etc. Sunday night, I was in a building. Building was on fire. No one was hurt. People were calm, but the fire raged everywhere around us. We took our time, moved room to room, and were doing our thing. Eventually, I broke a glass on a door and got everyone with me out. Wow. Cool. Yeah, that sounds like a purification dream. The things that no longer serve you getting burned up and then safely moving to the next level of awareness. Spirit Song, would you like to speak?
Yes, I just wanted to share that it for me was just such a really deep, deep, deep experience. And that the beauty of this event to me is that we are giving ourselves as an offering, doing, allowing what will come to help with the greater good. And that whatever's happening is perfect. There is such a wide range of experiences. And that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah. Mm. And thank you for sharing your beautiful energy on the call.
Mm. Always my pleasure. Mm.
All right. Any other sharings before we wrap it up? There's a thank you in the chat. Okay, last call for any feedback, questions, or anything else. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, age of Aquarius, Aquarius, Aquarius.
I have to share, I loved that. While you were singing, someone said, I'd like to hear more of your singing. No. It was so synchronistic. It was just beautiful. It was so perfect.
Where's that? Wonderful. Laura.
I love it.
It's hilarious.
I love it.
Yeah, and I just got another rush of sweetness. And Jeannie thought that was a good rendition. Thank you. Yeah, FYI, my music actually is on Spotify. So if you want to hear my vocal stuff, go search the album called Shining From Inside. And I did that under the name Benjamin, like Benjamin with two M's, Benjamin. If you want to hear my New Age synthesizer album, go look for my name, Benjamin Bernstein. The album is called The Beauty Within. So you can, I did those quite a few years ago, but some people still enjoy them. AC types, this could not have come at a more appropriate time. Tomorrow I will open the registration for a youth mindfulness and self-compassion program. Thanks to the allies too, for our higher good, beautiful voice, Benjamin. Thank you. Yeah, Spirit Song and I used to be a duo and would play live gigs around Western North Carolina. All right. Thank you all for being here. We're going to wrap up. So grateful for everyone showing up. And we wish you all infinite blessings. And let's co-create an amazing age of Aquarius, shall we? All right. Good night. And thank you again.